Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone right now, Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. How are you today, sir?
Great, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Wanted to get a hold of you today to get reaction and have a discussion with you about State Senator Mike Green's two Senate bills, 58 and 59. Senate Bill 58 would repeal the gun-free zones, and Senate Bill 59 would move the licensing from gun boards to the Secretary of State. Just kind of an overview. What are your thoughts when you heard about this?
Well, I'd be curious as to what's driving it, because, I mean, I can't make any sense out of it. Can you imagine going to a University of Michigan football game where you got 115,000 people and the massive numbers that get arrested there every weekend, and half of them got guns on them? I mean, it could be chaos. That would be one example. But the other is the schools. I mean, do we want irate parents coming into schools, and you can't talk to a principal around here that hasn't had it happen where some irate parent came in, that's also packing a gun. I don't know what the greater public need is here.
Well, and I have him on the show later, and I discussed it with him earlier. He is standing by a Second Amendment right and says that folks who have gone through properly getting guns and getting licensed to carry a gun are more cautious and more safety conscious, than others. I mean, does that hold any water with you?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm saying I don't want my 7-year-old grandson in school when you've got people coming in there packing guns. I just don't see the need for it.
Will you be fighting this? I mean, will you be attending hearings to try to keep this at bay?
Well, to the extent that I'm requested, I guess, but I'm not sure if the Sheriff's Association has taken a position on this yet, but typically we would funnel our energy that way.
Okay. And as I said with Senator Green when I spoke with him, in full disclosure, I received my concealed pistol license earlier this month and kind of had it moved along, so went before the gun board. I did ask him about changing it from a gun board to Secretary of State, and I'm a little concerned about how that process would work. I mean, with background checks, I mean, when I was with the gun board, there's a prosecutor, an investigator with the Sheriff's Department, and a lieutenant from the state police, and I felt a little better about the fact that they were looking at backgrounds, as opposed to the Secretary of State's office.
Well, I don't know how that would be accommodated, but I find it interesting. I mean, maybe the Secretary of State could do a lot of things. They could, you can get your driver's license there, you can get your gun permit, and maybe you could get your marijuana prescription there. It could be one-stop shopping.
I take it that you don't see that as a very good idea either.
I'm ambivalent as to where people get their licenses. I mean, we're a shall issue state now, so absent some conviction or the various restrictions on people getting licenses, pretty much everybody gets one that comes through the door, unless they've got a conviction that would bar them. So it's fairly simple.
Could you explain for folks, because as I said, this is all kind of new to me, so I'm just learning all of this as well, the difference between a shall issue state and one that is not?
Well, basically what the difference is the way Michigan used to be is you had to go through a process, and it was subjective to the will of the gun board, basically. Some people got them and some people didn't. Now the law says you shall issue unless these various things have happened in your life. So I guess that's how I describe it.
Senator Green has you know, said to me that, you know, he was out of the legislature for 10 years and is back now, and there are some new folks in the legislature, and that is part of his reason, other than the Second Amendment argument that he brings up for wanting this to happen. Do you find anything interesting with the timing on this, with what's going on? Gosh, I mean, just between police shootings and so forth, what's going on in the country?
Well, I don't know that there's any connection to that. You'd have to ask him that. But, I mean, is he going to lift the ban on carrying guns in the legislature? Are you going to let people carry them and come and hear Senate hearings and stuff now? I mean, it's something we might want to ask him.
That's a very good question. Another, in just with talking about this with folks, as this has come up over the last 2 days with the introduction of these two Senate bills, people have talked in conversation about the fact that, you know, if people were carrying and a shooting incident occurs, it might be able to stop some folks. What do you know through your years of police work, whether that bears true or not?
Well, I can't think of a recent incident where that happened. There may be some out there, but you know, I couldn't recite one to you.
So in generally, like, well, you said quite clearly off the top that this didn't seem like a good idea. What about, I assume, you know, I have the list, you know, of places you can't carry, in terms of stadiums and so forth. Would your concern be the same there as well, to have people, able to carry in stadiums and on church property and so forth?
Well, I don't see why the need, what the need is. What would be the need to take your gun to a Michigan State football game? What's the need to take your gun to a parent-teacher conference? They don't seem to be issues that have come before me, and we don't hear that when people come and get permits. Well, I want to get this so I can go to my parent-teacher conference. So I just don't understand the point of it.
Okay. And you haven't seen any situations in your many years in law enforcement that would make any sense as to why this should be happening?
I haven't. As I say, I am sure there's instances out there where if there was a citizen that had a gun on them and they saw something, they could have taken action. I mean, there's just so many people out there that see things. I mean, a whole lot of people witnessed that shooting out in Oklahoma. That maybe if they had guns could have taken action. But on the other hand, what if there's eight people that got guns and they all start blazing away? How many people are going to get hurt in the process? I mean, and all those things, you know, are things that cops think about. And we get to the scene and there's shooters. How do you know which one's the good guy and how do you know which one's the bad guy?
Well, that's a very valid point. Are there any concerns for you? And another, and again, I'm just, you know, water cooler talk, but these issues come up with budget cuts and not a lot of officers around, on the roads and so forth. I mean, we're facing this in Ingham County. Does that play into this at all, do you think? Or we're still dealing with separate issues of being able to protect, you know, your home and your family in your home versus being out carrying absolutely anywhere?
Yeah, I think that's a separate issue. I mean, people have always been able to protect their home anyhow. They just passed this law a few years ago called the CASA law that basically says you can shoot somebody dead if they come in your house. But, you know, I think that people got a right to protect their homes. I certainly support that. But if you're going to carry a gun and act as a police officer because there's fewer police around here, you're going to have vigilante justice going on out there, and I don't think anybody wants that.
Well, I appreciate your time this evening talking to us about this issue. It's new and new this time around anyway. We'll be following this and look forward to speaking with you again, sir.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, Ingham County Sheriff, on the Senate Bill 58 and Senate Bill 59 proposals to changing the gun-free zones and to switching from gun licensing boards to get concealed permits to the Secretary of State. There'll be a lot more coming up on this issue, and we will be speaking later on in the show with Senator Mike Green, who is the senator from Mayville, who proposed these two new pieces of legislation. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.